for a look at your five-day forecast for today. Looking at sunny skies, we should see a high of 57 for Friday. Looking at sunny skies and a high of 65 on Saturday. Chance of showers and a high of 66. Sunday, sunny and a high of 70. And then on Monday, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 68.
Right now in downtown Decatur, 38 degrees. Taylorville, 33. Shelbyville, 35. Sullivan, 35. Clinton, 37. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 for sunrise. And right now on the WAND-TV weather radar, there's no rain on the radar this morning. I think our farmers are going to have to wait for it to melt down a little bit this morning and then they can get out in the fields.
Kind of think so.
We got Mike King with us this morning.
Mike is joining us from Merry Man Herb Farm for Herb Talk. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Herb Talk.
All right, let's talk about your disclaimer so we can get into the program.
That wasn't a very good Herb Talk. There we go.
Yeah, I don't need it that loud.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your health care needs.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Real good.
Got some barbecues coming up still?
We still do. We have just a little bit of openings, not a lot, just a few openings here. October 21st, 2019, 6 p.m. So that'll run about 6 to 9. We will have the fire pit going because I think it's going to be, according to the weatherman here, I think it's going to be a little chilly. So we'll definitely have that. That'll be nice. And it's a Halloween theme. It's the end of our summer barbecue series, and it's in partnership with executive chef Brian Pear, who's the executive chef at Milliken University, and he also has taught out at Richland. We also sell his book. He's working on his second book.
I didn't know he had a book.
Yeah, we've got it out at Merryman.
Do you know what it's called?
Cooking Shows. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's his Cooking Shows book.
Okay.
And it's really good. Yeah, I still think we have a few in stock. You need to ask about it. I didn't look at the rack the other day. Sometimes they'll just disappear out of there, and we'll sell.
Steal
them.
Shoplifters.
Yeah, shoplifters. Actually, our customers are wonderful. They probably tell on each other, "Hey,
Bobby's John, stealing a book."
Yeah, John's stealing a book over here.
I was going to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, we do have free cookies and stuff, so sometimes people probably think, "Well, yeah, it's a free cookbook." I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, $25 per person, reservations with prepayment required. Deadline to sign up is Thursday, 10/17. Hey, that's today.
That's today. You got today
to
sign up.
Yeah, that's today. Well, I'll tell you what. You could probably call tomorrow. I wouldn't wait any longer than that because the last time I checked, I think we had just maybe 10 openings left.
Okay.
So, and we
should remind other people at the end of the segment today.
Again. Yeah, we will. We definitely will. Thank you, Doug. Yeah,
sure.
Good idea. All right, so the chef will provide you with a full Gooder meal, which I'll be explaining the menu here in just a minute. And you'll receive demonstrations, tips, and the full recipes to take home and try for yourself. So that's what's really neat. I mean, where can you go out and eat and get all the recipes for what you just ate?
Can't.
No, and a demo. And, of course, they kind of keep me in the back because I'm a troublemaker. But sometimes I'll do the Mike King show, as my wife calls it. Sometimes they won't let me. So we'll see. Since this Halloween-themed, it's not clothing is optional, but costumes are optional. I can't this last year, and I finally crossed it out, but it's been on your clothing optional. I'm like, no. Costumes are optional. Don't feel like you have to get dressed up or anything like that. It's just a barbecue. But if you want to have fun, maybe come with your friends and do a Rocky Horror Picture Show themed, you know, dress up night, whatever. That's perfectly fine.
You could
fine.
Come dressed as Mike King.
Mr. Clean, right?
That's it.
You just call me Mr. Clean. I think I might dress up like that. Get some white pants and.
Oh, what? You should.
Yeah, I should do that.
White shirt, white pants.
Yeah. I'll come next week to the radio show dressed
up. Get out that 70s clothes.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I would advise, though, and this will.
Don't do that again when I've got a mouthful.
Here, Scott, 1, 2, 3. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I think it worked the first time.
I was what? Let's do a duo. Come
He's
on.
Busy over
let's
there.
Torment Doug. Let's torment Doug this morning. Poor Doug.
Well, you're not tormenting me. I thought that was funny. All right, go ahead.
Speaking of clothing optional, I would recommend that you dress warmly because it could get a little chilly. So if you're going to dress up like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you probably should put an overcoat or something on like that so you don't get really cold. We do have the fire pit going. So, and BYOB, that means bring your own booze. And drink responsibly, please. So, are you guys ready?
You're yes.
Sitting down? You ready mm-hmm. for the menu? Grilled center cut pork chop with Chef's Gooder barbecue seasoning and Apricot Liz, King of Beers, barbecue sauce. I think I'll just stop right there. I think that's just, I'll just sit there and eat the pork chops with the barbecue sauces.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still want more, there's spinach and cabbage slaw with apples, cranberry, cucumbers, and creamy red pepper dressing. That's our private label red pepper dressing, which is really awesome. Not saute, but saute of sugar snap peas, peppers, and Chef's Gooder vegetable seasoning. And we do have all these seasonings in the store, and we have all of the barbecue fixings, and even we've got a little kit with the jar, a little mason jar and everything. It's really awesome. Liz has put those together, and we have a really, really good display there as you first come in to the left in the store. Three cheese, mashed cauliflower with melted onions, Chef's Super Gooder seasoning, and buttery crumbs. Man.
Yummy.
It's early in the morning, and I'm getting hungry. So, and I love that mashed cauliflower because it's kind of like mashed potatoes, but it's really good for you. And it's got that cauliflower. It's got a really good flavor to it, particularly with his seasoning. Truffle mustard potato salad with bacon, more bacon, and shredded Gouda cheese. So that should be really good, too, that potato mustard. I love mustard potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled buttered pita bread with Chef's Gooder garlic bread seasoning. And we've had that before. His garlic bread and the buttered pita breads, and those go fast. But he'll have a lot there. It's all you can eat. Okay, and for the dessert, fuzzy peach pudding delight. And Chef's desserts, he's not really a dessert chef, but he is. They're very simple, but they're just down-home good, you know, just like Mama used to make. And I just
absolutely love Mama.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Again, it's only $25 per person. Reservations with prepayment required. We apologize that Chef needs a couple days to get all this put together. Sometimes the pork chops are marinated and so forth. So he preps and does his shopping a couple days in advance. Everything is fresh. And he has to know the number of individuals that are coming.
So call today.
Please call 217.
Still some time tomorrow, but definitely today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't wait till Saturday because it could be full. I can't make any promises if you call on Saturday. And I think Friday will be the cutoff anyway, but it's 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. Now, since it's the end of the season.
It is indeed.
Yeah, and this was the fall barbecue of the summer fall barbecue series.
Took my boat out of the water on Monday.
Did you? Did mm-hmm. you? Yeah, it's time. Good.
It's that time.
It's probably time to, we're doing out at the farm, we're bringing all the plants in, they're all in the greenhouse now, and we're also, probably in the next week or so, we'll be bringing the hoses and stuff in, because mm-hmm. you don't want to leave those
No,
out.
You do not want to leave those connected to your house.
No, and also, if you've got valves or anything, sometimes we'll put a two-way valve, make sure you pull all that off. If you don't, sometimes it'll cause your pipes in the winter, they'll freeze, and then in the spring when you turn your faucet on, it'll be leaking all over everywhere. So yep. Make sure you take everything off those, and we do that out at the farm. I mean, that's what we do this time of year, and bring the hoses in, drain them, bring them in, and they'll last a lot longer that way. If you leave Absolutely. Them out all winter, sometimes they don't last through the winter.
You are asking for trouble.
We've learned that the hard way, so mm-hmm. that's a little merry man tip there.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and bring it. I will usually bring in all the tools and everything like that. It's mm-hmm. not really good to leave all your tools out in the garden because they'll rust and get bad. But I'm always – actually, my farm staff facility, I got a wonderful facilities manager. Hey, John! Doing a great job. And they don't leave the tools out. They bring them in, you know, because you get rain and all that. And, you know, they bring them in. They actually oil them and sharpen them, and they have them all lined up OCD for me. It's awesome. It's just, I can't, I went in the...
Do you go in there and touch them?
Yeah, I do. And look at them and make sure they're all good and clean and everything. Yeah, and do inventories and the whole bit. No, I don't.
Your facilities manager must love you to death.
He's got a little OCD too, so it really it really works out. And his assistant Greg is even more OCD-er than I think either of us. So it all works out really well. So anyway, they do. It's really important with gardening. You know, we do that out at Merryman with the gardening and everything to take care of, you know, the tools because they're expensive and you don't. You know, if something starts to bend or feel, you don't push it. You know, the tools are, you got to take care of. You probably know that with the farming, don't you, Scott?
I do.
You got to take care of all of that. All right. So, November 11th, 2019, 6 p.m. is the next beginning of Fall Cooking Show in partnership with Executive Chef Brian Pear. Deadline to sign up for this is Thursday, November 7th. These cooking shows are held inside the Merryman Tea Room, so they won't be out in the pavilion. They'll be indoors,
where it's warm.
Yes, but seating is limited, so sign up early. We can't get like 50 or 60 people like we do in the big pavilion.
Let me ask you a question on these cooking shows. About how many people do you think you can handle?
24.
Okay.
Sometimes we all squeeze in 26. We could probably handle 30, but we don't want people to be crowded or uncomfortable.
Right.
So we want to have plenty of room, and it's a lot of fun. We put the risers up, and there's like the show, and you get to watch him in the kitchen, and we have a really, really good time, and he'll actually cook some of the food right in front of you. So it's a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
So we have bread-dressed stuffed pork chop with drunken fruit and butter melted onions.
Mm.
That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
When is this one?
That's November 11th. They're all on Mondays.
November 11th is just about 4 weeks away.
Yeah, it's not.
3 weeks, maybe.
Roasted potatoes with Chef's Gooder seasoning for the starches. His Gooder starch seasoning. Saute of garden carrots with Chef's Gooder vegetable seasoning. 3 mushroom and green bean casserole with truffle mustard cream. Roasted squash salad with Pasta Alley noodles, which is a wonderful company, and we sell their product line, the Pasta Alley noodles. Balsamic and creamy roasted red pepper drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Drop biscuits with Gouda cheese and Chef's Super Gooder seasoning. And for dessert, maybe I'll just wait for this. This is chocolate and blackberry drop cake with sweet crumb topping.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That's just like, that's like double, double, double good. Chocolate and blackberry drop cake with sweet crumb topping.
Mm-hmm.
$25 per person. Both of these are $25 per person. Reservations with prepayment is required. Please give us a call. And again, you get the meal, the demonstrations, the tips. And this one, you'll, again, be able to take home the
recipe. You'll want that recipe on that dessert, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't really give the recipe because it's so simple. He'll say, just buy this, 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 and this, mix it together. And it's amazing. These desserts you would think would take hours and be complicated. No, he's like, get a box of this, do that, put this together, and boom, you're done.
Really?
Yeah, and you thought he'd spend all day on it. And yeah, no, he does very simple desserts, but they are like the gooder gooderest, as he says.
Well, speaking of gooder gooderest, we need to jump in here.
Okay.
It is 6:29, Bus Boom and Wolf. And,
we need to get the chef in here to make us a dropcake.
We really do,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could bring, you know, remind me and I'll bring...
Bring him in sometime.
Bring a leftover.
No, don't do that. Just bring the chef in and he can cook it right in front of us.
All right. I've asked
him. Do we have the ability
to
cook anything in this joint?
We can light a fire. We'll find a trash
can.
Yeah,
sure.
I've asked him to come in. It's a little early for him, but you know, maybe we can do something to entice him to get him in
here.
Okay. I'll work on it. I'll work on it for you guys.
Put a little carrot on a stick.
Yeah.
That'll...
I'll do that.
All right. Well, we've got to get over here to the newsroom. And of course, News is Sour, of course, is brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A man who threatened officers during a traffic stop has been arrested. At around 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, police were conducting a traffic stop when Alvell Mitchell ran towards officers while yelling. Right before this transpired, Mitchell was suspected of criminal trespassing at a gas station. At the traffic stop, Mitchell had to be separated from another man and declined to leave the area. Police then took him into custody for obstruction. While on the way to be booked, Mitchell began threatening an officer and their family. Mitchell will now face charges of threatening public officials and resisting obstructing a police officer. His bail is set at $25,000. A woman was arrested after stealing merchandise from the Forsyth Menards and attempting to return the items for money. A male accomplice was also arrested. He was found by identification, which was shown during the item returns. The woman was identified through information about the man. The man is posted as $1,000 bail, and the woman has been charged with felony retail theft. Her bail is $10,000. An 18-year-old from Decatur died after her car went off the road on South Main Street and into Lake Decatur. The vehicle was completely submerged when police arrived. Tabitha Pratt was removed from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. The Decatur Fire Department dive team was at the scene for a water rescue. The vehicle was located nearly 20 feet deep in the lake near the dam. There's currently no details in what led to the crash. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and more, be sure to check out DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with Simply Small Town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
It's caramel apple season at Dell's Popcorn Shop in Mount Zion. These famous caramel apples are hand-dipped daily and are available only this time of year. So pop in today for your caramel apple. Dell's Popcorn Shop at the corner of Route 121 and Debbie Drive in Mount Zion.
You loved that roller coaster because you could feel every hairpin turn and hair-raising drop. Last night, you went to the best concert of your life, and you could feel every note of every song.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
But when it comes to your vehicle, sometimes it's what you can't feel that makes the experience better.
Danny's Muffler can make every ride a smooth one. Whether you have a truck, Jeep, or car, they have the shocks you need to take anything a road or off-road can dish out. Danny's Muffler Shop at 1965 East Pershing Road.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by Winston Taylor Insurance. Your auto insurance costing you too much? Check out Auto Owners Insurance with Winston Taylor. Winston will find the right plan for you through Auto Owners Insurance. Stop in at 1138 Illinois 48. Winston is on your side. Call him at 422-1441. That's 422-1441.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for sunny skies and chilly temperatures once again, highs only topping out in the middle and upper 50s. For tonight, remaining clear and cold, lows falling back into the middle and upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, highs reaching the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great Thursday morning.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Thus, Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. And coming up in the next hour, You remember the CEO of Exelon who they bounced out onto the street?
Yes, the other day.
Yeah, we're going to tell you what she got to exit the company.
Get out. Here's a check.
We'll tell you what that is coming up.
Just can't wait for the FBI to drag her into it.
We'll have some fun with that coming up after seven.
Not that the FBI will be dragging her into it, but there's something there. You just don't fire somebody you just appointed to that position for nothing.
There you go. All right, Mike King in studio with us from Merryman Herb Farm.
Hey,
all right, you got some more things to share.
I do. I do. Wasn't that the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz? Oh, I do. Something like that?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think he did do that. Yeah. So that Tourette that I just did actually came from a movie, so it's not maybe a Tourette, but anyway. 30th Annual Merry Man Christmas High Tea, December 14th, 2019, 12 to 2 p.m. The cost is only $15. Children under 10, it's only $10. So join us for a wonderful afternoon high tea with an array of both sweet and not-to-be-forgotten savory treats. Liz has chosen 12 special goodies to serve with Merry Man's Berry Berry Tea and some Essence Spice Mold Cider. And we have all of that in stock, the eggnog, all of that kind of stuff. And I think we have the hot cocoa. I know we have the cider. And we've got a lot of other goodies. I've talked about that before. We have all kinds of chocolates and organic candy canes.
Organic candy canes.
And organic pops. Yeah. So it's just all kinds of things. So, yeah.
Did he have to plant those early in the spring to get those organic candy canes?
I guess. Yeah. And the lollipops. Yeah. I don't know. They're organic.
Comes from the lollipop tree.
From the lollipop tree. So anyway, well, this is going to be really fun, and she actually does stories and insights on the Christmas traditions, elves, and Santa folklore. So she gives a little bit of history. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. And a lot of times people will also dress up a little bit for that, bring your Christmas outfit.
It's just a nice afternoon out for the ladies.
It is, and sometimes Liz dresses up as Mrs. Claus. And anyway, she's very beautiful when she's dressed up as Mrs. Claus, by the way. I like Mrs. Claus. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that. Enough of that, Doug. Anyway, we also have December 16th, the Prime Rib Extravaganza, and it's at the Sugar Plum Factory. We don't have a price yet. Remember we discussed the Prime Rib, the meat market and everything?
Yes.
It fluctuates, so we're waiting. I imagine it'll be 30, 35, somewhere maybe 35, 37. Depends on what the meat's going to be costing. But December 16th, again, that's a Monday, and it'll be probably 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to do another one, but they've pulled the date off of that. It was the 9th, so I don't know. It may be a little later, earlier. I don't know what's going on. But it says TBD. That means
to be announced.
Or to be determined.
Determined with a D.
It should be TBA.
TBA. TBD's fine.
All right. Got a little health news here. Got this in from new research. Curcumin. Yeah, we've talked about the curcumin products, the turmeric.
Good on chicken.
Yeah, it's also good on chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
And it's also the fake or faux saffron because it adds that little yellow color to your rice. And saffron, oh my gosh, we could go on all about that. That's actually, there's some products now to help uplift your mood and do all kinds of stuff, weight loss, cancer, all of that. But we're talking about curcumin right now. And the new research, the new news release, there was a randomized open-label parallel arm study, which is it's a very, very good study, kind of gold standard. Yeah, open arm.
Uh-huh. No, parallel arm.
Oh, you're doing parallel arms. Okay. Woohoo. Pretty soon we'll get skates on you, Scott. You can go, you go around the rink and do. Oh, we have too much fun here in the morning. So, this is, okay, curcumin, this is the news release, everybody. You sitting down? Everybody sitting down? Okay.
I'm sitting down.
Curcumin as effective as prescription drug for osteoarthritis, but much safer. So, they compared it to diclofenac in knee osteoarthritis, and basically the conclusion was, because it's like, you know, don't give me the birthing pains, just show me the baby. So, right? Have you heard that one before?
I have not.
Don't tell me about the birthing pains and the birth and all that. Just show me the baby. Show me the baby. Right. You don't want to hear all the backstory. You just want to see the baby. I want to see the baby. It's cute. Oh, that baby's so cute. Anyway.
No, usually they're not.
No. Shh. Don't say it. Don't.
Oh, your baby is the cutest in the world. No, it's ugly.
Doug. I think all babies are cute because they're little babies. Anyway, curcumin has similar efficacy to diclofenac, but demonstrates better tolerance among patients with knee osteoarthritis. Curcumin can be an alternative treatment option in the patients with knee osteoarthritis who are intolerant to the side effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or NSAIDs. So what does this mean to you? Well, basically it means that there is, you can take this product without risk, and you don't, and it works as well as the prescription NSAIDs. So it relieves pain, stops inflammatory damage to the joints through many pathways, helping your body heal and not just masking underlying problems. The clinical study compared to curcumin blended with turmeric essential oil, a source of the AR Tumorone BCM95, that's biocurcumin maximized to 95%. I found that out when I was doing some investigative reporting and trying to figure out, you know about that. Well, what's BCM stand for? Biocurcumin maximized.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a brand, and that's where that came from, to 95%.
Quiz on that later.
Yep, and that means that it's very potent. It's the clinically studied one, which is another study. Anyway, it enhances its absorption and blood retention to commonly used prescription NSAID drugs. Again, one brand name for this drug is also, and again, this is news here, so the one brand name for this drug is Voltaren. So it's the diclofenac sodium. So there's caused no abdominal pain, less side effects, so the intestinal gas, the vomiting, constipation, flatulence, and upper respiratory function diminishing that's caused by the NSAID does not occur with curcumin. In fact, there's just nothing but positive benefits. And speaking of that, there's a bunch of research highlights now on curcumin. There's a bunch of studies. There's over 8,000 published studies on the benefits of curcumin. 8,000 peer-reviewed published studies. And some of the key results from these is it's very effective for Alzheimer's, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, and cancer. So I think that's very interesting. I don't think we realize the value of this. It's considered Indian gold, and it's been around for a long time. There's tons of studies more coming out. My good friend, Dr. Ajay Goyal, who's at the New Hope Institute out in California, is doing human studies, trials right now on the prevention and reduction, I can't say cure, but prevention and reduction of all kinds of cancers. Human studies now. They've done a ton of animal, just a few, but they're doing some major human studies. So I think we may see in the next 5 to 10 years some interesting things coming out of that. And I am very, very impressed with what I've seen already. I've been to a lot of conferences over the years, and this curcumin, the extracts and what it does just keeps coming up all the time. It's so interesting.
We are going to take a break here. It is 6:42. Buzz Spooman, Wolf, Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm in with us. We'll be back more with Mike up next ahead of Ag News on Talk 101.
It's another beautiful day. The sun is shining. The family is healthy. Bills are paid. Nothing to worry about except for those squeaky
Daddy, watch out!
Brakes. For professional brake repair and much more, see Danny's Muffler Shop at 1965 East Pershing.
Ashley Home Store's Columbus Day Sale is going on now. For a limited time, save up to 30% or get no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. Hurry in and discover huge savings going on now for a limited time. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Shop and save today at Ashley Home Store. This is home. Online availability may vary. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Ashley Home Store's Columbus Day Mattress Sale is going on now. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on select Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Beautyrest Queen mattresses. Your choice, now just $699. Or get no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. Hurry in and discover huge mattress savings during the Columbus Day Sale. Going on now for a limited time. Shop and save today at your Decatur Ashley Home Store, 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Online availability may vary. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
They promise absolutely nothing every day but information, conversation, and smiles. Now, let's get back to Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. And also live on the free download, free to use DecaturRadio.com app for your phone or tablet.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to write a book when this is all done. It's going to be called During the Break.
Either that or I Need Spankings.
Oh, no, you duck.
God almighty.
Oh, my gosh, where'd you get that from?
You just
no,
said it up there. You said it on the air, not
two minutes and 43 seconds.
About 3 minutes ago.
I hope everybody is waking up with a smile on their face.
That's I almost fell out of the chair.
That's all right.
All that I
want. We've got more to
yes,
get to.
Yes, we do. Quickly. We sure do. A lot of people are asking me about colds and flu that we're getting into the season. And there's just a lot that's out there. One of my favorites actually is vitamin D. And one of my good doctor friends actually had a list of things. He's very much against the flu shot. He's like, no, don't do the flu shot, but you can do this. One big thing, obviously, is get a lot of sleep and rest. Don't get yourself, you know, worn way down to where you're susceptible. But he's saying that vitamin D3, vitamin A, vitamin C. And again, on the vitamin C, I think it's very important not to get the synthetics or just the regular old what we call ascorbic acid.
How do you get vitamin A?
Vitamin A would just be the beta carotene, carrots, all of that, and should be in your multivitamin. And you want to get a good source because there's the synthetic vitamin A's that aren't that good. So Delina, there's some algae, there's carrots, there's vegetables. You want to get a whole food, a full spectrum vitamin A. Probiotics.
So you're talking about vegetables that would be orange.
Yes, yes. Eat your colors. There's all kinds of research and studies on the brightly colored fruits, what we call the flavonoids. Flavonoids aren't flavors, they're colors.
So like pumpkin?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be very good. This time of year, yeah, go for that. That's awesome. Pumpkin pie is actually helping your immune system. Maybe that's why we eat it. Maybe that's why people are so interested, because our ancestors were smart and they knew. Maybe that's why they like pumpkins, because it got them through the cold and flu season. Go figure. Probiotics, believe it or not, that your gut friend that you have down there actually helps to support your immune system. So keep your bowels and your digestive system running optimally. And then the minerals, zinc and selenium. You know, we've got the zinc sprays and lozenges. You know, I've brought the zinc spray in here before. And we should have used it. Did you guys still have that zinc stuff?
No.
I need to bring a new bottle in here then.
You do?
Yeah, because that last time when you were kind of, we get hoarse.
That was a year ago, yes.
Yeah, that spray is really good. Okay, there's some real exotic things, maybe not so branded. Epicor, which is the ferment metabolites. Little story about basically they were doing cattle feed production at this manufacturing facility. Insurance company comes in and says, hey, your people don't ever get sick. It's been 20 years. Nobody gets sick. What are you guys doing? And they found out that this yeast ferment metabolite actually boosts and supports your immune system, and it's branded as Epicor.
Oh.
Elderberry. Oh, my gosh. I could go on all day. We have a big display product line from Garden of Life. Wonderful company. All organic. Super quality. Reasonably priced. We have syrups. We have gummies. We have sprays. It's just an absolutely phenomenal product line. We also have another one. Another one of my favorite companies is New Chapter. And it's Elderberry Force. And this is the one where it locks and blocks the virus. It's kind of different between anything you've ever seen. It's true to fruit membrane extraction. Super extracted. That's the one I usually go to. But I also love this Garden of Life. They also have the oil of oregano, seasonal drops. And they have the liver bitters. Again, supporting your digestive system and keeping your body cleansed. There's other things like systemic enzymes. I think we've all heard of echinacea. Oxylococcinum. Known as oxylococcinum.
You've mentioned it many times before.
Yeah, that's the homeopathic remedy from Europe, and it is absolutely phenomenal. That's what the Europeans use.
Okay.
And then there's, believe it or not, there's studies on green tea. Green tea is very effective for the flu and so forth. There's compounds in that. Another one that I think is a little more exotic, you don't hear much about, is colostrum, the bovine, the first milk that comes off the cow in the first few days. Humans also have that. It's full of nutrients and antimicrobials. Colostrum, and there was a total body research research done on it, and they were claiming that it's more effective than the flu vaccine. So those are just some of the things. Quickly repeating: vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, probiotics, zinc, selenium, colostrum, the Epicor, which is a branded ferment metabolites, elderberries, systemic enzymes, echinacea, oxalococcinum, which you would want to start doing right now. There's a protocol for that. And even green tea. Obviously, get plenty of rest and try to de-stress, maybe meditation, a little bit like that. I'm going to stop right now because it's time for Stump Scott and Doug. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, here we go. Because everybody loves this. Are you, everybody out there, I know you're always telling me, let's do the do your game thing, the Stump, Doug, and Scott portion. So, what's that little, the little indentation between your nose, what's it called, and what's its medical purpose? This little indentation that we have?
It's got a little canal of snot that goes right into your mouth.
Yeah. What's it called? And what's its purpose?
No clue.
The bridge.
The bridge. Okay. And Doug, don't even know. Okay. Well, Doug, you're right, because there's no known medical purpose. So you got it right. And it's called the philtrum. So, okay. You guys got excited about that one. All right. So, chocolate was first enjoyed by the ancient Mayans. Because of what? And it was named after a goddess called Oxcoco. Oxcoco, I think that's where cocoa came from. What is, why did they enjoy it?
Because it tasted like chocolate.
And what was this goddess? What was she the goddess of?
Goddess of chocolate.
Okay, but what's chocolate? Because it pushes the endorphins and all that kind of stuff. What's chocolate good for?
It was an aphrodisiac.
You're getting close. So it was the goddess of fertility. Fertility promoting beverage. That's what the Mayans knew millennia ago. Yeah, it's for fertility. All right. What type of facial hair can trap pollen and aggravate hay fever symptoms?
Beards.
And worsen allergies?
Your mustache. Close.
Yes. Bing, bing, bing. Yep, mustaches. Did you just gave me some fingers? What can
that
you do that
means
again?
One minute.
Okay. One
that
more.
Was the finger. Go ahead.
Okay. A study by the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago found that the scent of what helped to lessen the severity of migraines?
Scent of a woman.
Okay.
That should be a book.
I think that was a movie.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
What Doug said.
So okay. Actually, it's the scent of green apples.
Mm. That was my second answer.
Hey, yeah. Doug, what's the one more. I got this. This is a good one. What's the same length as your nose? What other body part is the same length as your nose?
This is a family show. When's the next barbecue?
Your thumb.
Oh.
It's your thumb, Doug. I had to get that one. Oh, the barbecues. The barbecues are October 21st.
But the one you got to book today.
They're on Monday, yes. Give us a call at 217-429-1555.
Book it today.
The other one is November 11th. But yes,
so the one for Monday night is got to be booked today, yes. And you're done.
Yes, this is Mike King, and I'm from Merryman Herbs. We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane, www.merryman.com. Give us a call at 217-429-1555.
You're done.
Merryman Herbs with an S on Facebook. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And, of course, right now, a look at agribusiness news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff Nally getting set to join us here on Talk 101 FM. That first look at agribusiness news brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. That blizzard that struck the Dakotas over the weekend as yet hasn't affected